们继续最后一节哈，谈成功的继承人约书亚。
We're going to study our last session of the successful successor Joshua.
我们看约书记二十七章。
Please turn to Numbers
27. 约书记二十七章。
Numbers chapter 27.
十五节。
Verse 15.
约书记二十七章十五节。
Numbers 27 verse 15.
到二十，十五到二十节哈。
15 through 20. 15. Moses said to the Lord, "May the Lord, the God of the spirits of all mankind, appoint a man over this community, to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so the Lord's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." 18. So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hand on him."Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly, and commission him in their presence. 20. Give him some of your authority so the whole Israelite community will obey him.
我觉得这一段是圣经里面哈，圣公由上一代交给下一代非常好的一个交接的榜样。
I feel that this passage is a very good example of passing on the work from the previous generation to the next generation.
摩西带领以色列百姓来到约旦河边。
Moses led the Israelites to the place beside Jordan River.
神带摩西到山上去，跟他讲说，迦南地就在前面。
And the Lord led Moses to the mountain and told him that.The land of Canaan is before you.
但是你的工作完成了，你没有办法进到迦南。
But after you have completed your work, you're not able to enter into Canaan.
所以后来摩西工作完成以后啊，他就在山上就离世了，然后神为他埋葬。
So after Moses completed his work, then he died on the mountain, and the Lord buried him.
摩西知道说他的工作即将结束了。
And Moses knew that his work is coming to an end.
他知道说以色列人必须要有一个人继续带领他们过约旦河进到迦南地。
And he knew that someone needed to bring the Israelites across the Jordan into the land of Canaan.
虽然他一路上一直栽培很多人，尤其是约书亚。
And on the way, he had trained many people, especially Joshua.
虽然不断的栽培，他也知道说约书亚很合适。
Even though there are many that are trained, but he thought Joshua was fitting.
但是摩西不敢著作主张说约书亚，你就来代替我的工作，来接续我的工作。
But he did not dare say Joshua, come and complete and continue my work.
他把这个决定权呢、就交给神。
He let God make the decision.
所以他说：“神啊，求你能够从百姓当中啊立一个人。”
So he said that Lord, please choose from the Israelites a person
来带领会众
to lead your people
免得他们好像羊没有牧者一样。
So they will not be like sheep without a shepherd.
后来神就说就是念的儿子约书亚。
Then the Lord said to take Joshua, the son of Nun.
你把他带来，按手在他头上把这个族分就交代给他。
And take him and lay your hand on him and pass on your work.
所以我们看到说我们在训练人才。
So when we're training people.
这都是我们应该做的。
And this is what we should do.
但是注意说要谁来负责那个我们自己不要著作主张。
But who should be the coordinator or in the lead? That is not a decision.
应该把这个决定权交给神。
This decision should be given to God.
他说：“我们看到说耶稣也是为着百姓的需要所被选出来的一个带领者。”
So Joshua was chosen for the needs of the people to lead them.
他说：“这个百姓这个被选举出来的人，被推选出来的人呢、是要来服侍百姓。
And the one who was chosen is to serve the people.
要成为这些以色列民的牧者。
And he is to become the shepherd for the Israelites.
所以不是要做他们的王。
So he is not to become king for the people.
所以圣经里面说我们 要服侍神的人啊，服侍教会的人，不是做徒啊来辖制别人，而是啊来服侍众人。
And so the people that are chosen to work for God, they are not to become the leaders, but to become servants of the people.
主耶稣给我们留下榜样啊，他说来世界不是要世人服侍，乃是要服侍众人。
And Jesus Christ set an example for us that He came to this world not to be served, but to serve.
他说他是一个好牧人。
And He said He is a good shepherd.
他说好牧人啊，就是走在羊的前头。
And a good shepherd walks before the fold.
他能够关心羊群，能够做羊群的榜样。
And is able to care for the sheep and be an example for them.
啊，并且为羊牺牲舍命。
And to sacrifice his life for the sheep.
啊，这才是好牧人。
And that is a good shepherd.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2-4.
彼得前书五章二节到四节。
First Peter chapter 5 verses 2-4. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
我们这个 NYST 啊，本来叫做青年侍奉的 leadership 的 training 啊。
Before NYST was the National Youth Leadership Training.
好像是在领袖的训练，领导者的训练。
And it is a training for leaders.
那后来觉得说这个字眼啊，可能会让人啊误解。
And then we thought the terminology may be misunderstood.
他说把它改做服侍的训练。
So then we changed it to servitude.
事实上啊，是在训练教会的领导青年领导干部没有错。
And it is true that it is to train the leaders within the youth.
但是领导者啊，不是在高高在上发号施令。
But a leader is not someone who sits on high and commands.
而是要有牧者的精神。
But should have a spirit of a shepherd.
啊，我们看到圣经里面啊，一些领导者出身啊，很多都是牧羊人出身。
And we see in the Bible there are many leaders who are born as a shepherd.
像雅各，像摩西，像大卫。
Like Jacob, Moses, and David.
哎，那牧羊人跟一般的工作不太一样。
And being a shepherd, the work is different from other types of work.
我们过去有一个韩国的传道者。
We had a Korean preacher.
啊，他在神学院受训的时候啊，他曾经见证。
When he was in the theological training
program. 他的爸爸也是传道者。
That his father was also a preacher.
哎，那家庭的经济不是很好。
Because their family finances was not.
啊，所以妈妈就买了几只羊啊，啊，叫他去牧羊。
So the mother bought some sheep and told him to become a shepherd.
啊，结果他把羊啊带到那个山坡地啊去吃草。
And he led the sheep to the hills for them to eat grass.
啊，到了晚上啊，妈妈一直在等，怎么我的儿子一直都没有回来
？And in the evening, the mother is waiting for the son to come back, but he hasn't.
他后来跑去看啊，他儿子啊赶羊群啊，赶都在那边哭啊，羊都不回家。
And she went to find him and saw that he was trying to get the sheep to go home, but the sheep won't, so he was crying.
妈妈就跟他讲，羊不是这样赶啊，赶这边他跑那边，赶这边他跑那边。
And the mother told him that this is not how you try to lead the sheep.
妈妈就走在羊的前面走。咩咩咩咩咩咩，啊，羊就跟着他走了，就回家了。
And so the mother said, led in front of the sheep and bleated, and then the sheep followed her.
所以你当牧羊人呐，你是要走在前面，啊，那个羊就跟着你走。
And she said, being a shepherd, you need to walk in the front, and the sheep will follow you.
牧师用赶的，赶到哪里，他跑到哪里，你他就不回家了。因为他不晓得要怎么走嘛。
You're not trying to chase them to a particular direction because they don't know where to go.
啊，最近美国总统说叫那个以色列回到他们1967年的边界哈。
And recently, the president told the Israelites to move to their original boundaries.
1967年六日战争啊，是以色列相当有名的一个战争。
In 1967, the Six Day battle was very famous.
那个时候以色列人只有200万。
And there are only 2 million Israelites at the time.
阿拉伯人有2800万。
And say.
2800万，二十八万百万。
28 million people.
啊，因为以色列建国以后，阿拉伯人一直想要把他们赶到地中海。
And because after the Israelites established their nation, the Arabians tried to move them towards the Mediterranean Sea.
啊，因为当时啊，以色列人刚好是安息日。
And at that time, it was Sabbath for the Israelites.
所以阿拉伯人就开始打。
So the Arabians started.
那个时候他们安息日都不能动啊，就挨打。
Because it was Sabbath, so they're not able to do anything.
啊，到了黄昏的时候啊，以色列人就开始反攻了。
And at dawn, the Israelites fought back.
结果六天的时间呐，反败为胜。
And in 6 days' time, they were able to overcome them.
因为以色列人还是比较聪明啊，啊，他们也比较进步。
Because the Israelites were more advanced and they were.
所以他们对那个阿拉伯人他们的通信啊都很了解。
So they knew how the Arabians communicated.
啊，所以他们就啊知道说他们飞机什么时候起飞啊，啊就先把它打下来了。
And they knew when the flight, their fighter flights were taking off, so they shot them down first.
埃及的军队啊，经过西奈半岛。
And the Egyptian army came to the.
啊，那个战车往前的时候，他们要油料、物资要补给啊，他就把那个补给线把它切断。
And when the tanks were coming to give them support in their supplies, then they cut off the.
啊，结果很多的战车啊停在那里啊，没有油啊，动不了。
So many of the fighting vehicles they weren't able to move.
所以后来他们就把戈兰高地西奈半岛就占下来，就变成很大一片土地啊。
So then they were able to conquer that area near the Mount Sinai and conquer the entire area.
啊，那个时候有一个国防部长叫做戴亚。
There was a prime minister called Daya.
啊，因为打仗的时候有一个眼睛受伤了，所以剩下一个眼睛。
And during the battle, he lost one eye.
啊，所以他遮起来一个眼睛，用一个罩子遮起来，只剩下一个眼睛。
So, he put a patch in one of his on one of his eyes.
哎、啊、哎，这个国防部长是很有名、很会打仗的一个将军。
And this prime minister was a very well-known general.
啊，那个时候喊了一个口号，很有名。
And he had a motto.
因为在最危险的时候啊，他跑到最前线。
Because at the most dangerous time, he ran to the front line.
他就说：“弟兄啊，跟我来。
”He says,
他喊一句话。
Brothers, come with me.
他不是说赶快啊，赶快上战场，赶快上战场，赶快去打仗。
He didn't say go, go fight.
他说：“弟兄们，就跟我来。
”He says, brothers, follow me.
所以哪一个地方最危险，他就跑到那个地方去。
So wherever there's a danger, he will run there.
啊，所以整个以色列国的军队那个士气很旺盛啊。
So the spirit of the Israelite army was very good.
所以六天呐的时间呐，就决定这个整个战场的胜负啊。
So in 6 days, victory was decided.
啊，所以我们当一个领导者啊，啊，不是说啊，你赶快去做啊，而是你要本身做榜样，带头啊。
So as a leader, we shouldn't say go and do this. You should be the example and lead.
所以彼得在劝勉当时的同工啊。
And when Peter was exhorting the co-workers,
所以我们要好好牧养我们中间呢、啊、神的群羊。
That we should shepherd the sheep among us.
我们不是勉强。
We do not.
不是说啊，教会把我派的工作我不得已来做。
We do not do it because we just have to.
所以也不是为贪财。
And not greed for money.
因为你在教会里面服侍啊，你没有什么财务啦，或者是其他的利益。
Because serving in the church there is no benefits.
我们如果要争名得利的话，你不是在教会里面，你要在外面。
If you want to establish a name for yourself or gain benefits, this is not church.
教会的服侍啊，就是因为感念神的爱，所以来爱神、爱弟兄姊妹。
The servitude in a church is because you want to give thanks to the Lord.
教会的服事啊，是牺牲奉献。
And serve the brothers and sisters, it is to sacrifice.
啊，所以不是用辖住的。
And it is also not to.
第三节那个。
To 不是用辖住的。Lord it over the people.
啊，所以耶稣说啊，地外面的社会啊，他有君王，有大臣啊，啊，他们有权柄可以辖住别人。
The outside society, there are kings and rulers to lord over the people.
有时候我们在教会里面工作比较不好做，为什么？啊，都是勉励嘛，啊，拜托你做嘛，也不是说你不做的话，我要怎么处罚你
？And sometimes in church, it's hard to do something because you have to encourage someone to do that, to do the work, and not just say if you don't do this, then this will happen.
所以没有办法用辖制的方式。
So you cannot lord it over the people.
那我们在做服事的工作啊，就是啊，甘心乐意的。
And when we serve, we should do it willingly.
啊，我们自己做榜样啊，然后带着大家一起做。
And be an example and lead everyone to follow.
啊，虽然我们没有得到一些现实物质上的利益。
Even though we did not gain any materialistic benefits.
没有名也没有利啊。
We do not set a name for ourselves.
啊，但是呢，我们知道我们的工作是不会落空的。
But we know that our work will not go empty.
当主耶稣来的时候啊，我们就能够得到荣耀的赏赐做冠冕。
That it will not end in nothing. That we will receive the crown of glory.
啊，所以耶稣呀，他是一个好的牧者。
And Joshua is a good shepherd.
啊，因为他经过了训练以后。
And after he received training.
啊，很敬畏神。
He feared the Lord.
啊，又很有智慧。
And was full of wisdom.
啊，非常勇敢。
Very courageous,
非常有爱心
full of love,
非常忠心
very loyal.
啊，所以各样的条件都具备了
so he has all the criteria,
所以能够成为一个好的牧者、啊、来带领以色列百姓
to become a good shepherd and lead the Israelites.、
啊、所以耶稣也是为着百姓的需要、啊啊、被安立的
so Joshua was anointed for the needs of the people.、
啊、也不是人把他设立起来而是神啊亲自拣选、亲自主定的。
He was not chosen by the people, but by God.
我们这个教会的工人啊，要神来差派主定啊。
And the workers in the church need to be sent and chosen by the by God.
啊，不是用我们人的意识。
Not to, be decided by human notions.
啊，我们看到以色列人啊，一直他们一直想要立王。
The Israelites continue to want to crown.
那神说啊，他还没有找到一个合适的人。
And God said he has not found someone suitable.
啊，但是他们坚持说，我们就是要立王。
But they insisted to that they wanted a king.
啊，耶和撒母耳一直劝他们呢，他们就不听。
And Samuel continued to advise them, but they wouldn't.
后来立了王以后，不久就失败了。
After they crowned a king, soon after they failed.
所以在何西阿书里面说、啊、
And Hosea said,
说你们立王不由我，我不承认。
That if you crown a king, not according to me, then I'm not going to.
你们一直想要立王啊，虽然神说我在怒中啊，把王室给你们呐、啊。
That you want to crown a king, and in my wrath, I have given you a king.
但是最后啊，我却在大怒当中啊，把王又废掉了。
But then at the end, in my great wrath, then I have done away with the king.
说你看你的王在哪里呢？你的王能够救你吗
？Where's your king now? Can he save you?
啊，所以这个带领者啊，不是用人的意识去选立的。
So a leader is not chosen by the thoughts of people.
古时候神要选立的工人有三个，一个君王，一个祭司，一个先知。
There are three types of workers that God chose in the Old Testament.
圣经里面说，立王、废王在神。
Kings, priests, and prophets. And the Bible says that to establish a king or not, it is.
所以这个领导者是神兴起来的。
So leaders are established by God.
啊，祭司也是神指定的。
And priests are appointed by God.
说祭司的职分啊，不是人自己去争起来的。
That the work of being a priest is not taken by human will.
可拉党的人啊，想要争取这个祭司的职分。
The tribe of Korah wanted to gain the priestly.
所以他们跟摩西亚伦对抗。
So they went against Moses and Aaron.
啊, 后来他们结果不好啊。
But the results were not good.
啊, 这个立位, 这个先知也是。
And prophets also.
所以呢神的话临到他, 啊, 他能够把神的话传出来, 啊, 他所讲的都应验了, 就是神所立的先知。
And God's words came to these people, and they're able to speak the word of God, and these words were fulfilled, therefore they are the prophets of God.
啊, 那时候也有一些假先知啊, 啊, 传一些假的预言, 啊, 神没有吩咐的。
And there are some false prophets that will speak false prophecies and not according to God.
啊, 当然他们所讲的话就没有办法应验。
So what they spoke were not fulfilled.
啊, 所以这个 教会的工人啊, 我们要尊重神, 由神来选立。
So the workers in the church need to be chosen by God.
我们现在在教会里面啊, 要安立圣职或者选立工人。
And now in the church, to ordain ministers and choose holy workers.
啊, 都有一定的方法跟制度。
There are methods.
啊, 就要按照这个制度来, 不要用我们人的意思, 我想要谁, 我不想要谁。
And there's a method that we use, and we should not use our own thoughts and say we want this person and not this one.
啊, 像要立职, 要立这个长老执事。
Just like anointing deacons and elders.
因为职位或者是区里面可以提名啊, 圣职人员提名, 啊, 然后送到总会, 负责人会通过, 啊, 回到地方教会信徒, 在三轮之后通过, 啊, 我们就跟他立。
And the process is that the church, local church council member will nominate a person and then send it to the GA council and they will vote. And once that passes, comes back to the congregation and there has to be a two-thirds.
如果说啊, 在这个过程当中啊, 没有通过, 没有通过就在等嘛。
And during the process, if something did not go smoothly, then you just have to wait.
如果有什么还不足的地方啊, 就努力, 改进, 求进步。
And there's something that you are still lacking, then you need to improve.
啊, 所以我们不在乎说立谁不立谁。
So it is not the matter of who gets established and who.
而是按照这个程序来, 啊, 大家祷告, 啊, 神兴起的人, 很顺利就通过了, 我们就安立他教会, 成为教会的圣职人员。
It is to follow this process, and in prayer, we wait and see which is God's chosen person.
啊, 在地方教会选举负责人也是一样。
And it is the same in choosing local church.
按照一定的程序啊, 合乎诸葛的人啊, 啊, 就推荐出来。
There is a process, and those who meet the criteria can nominate them.
大家投票选举, 啊, 选上的人, 啊, 他们就来负责。
And everyone will vote and choose, and those who are voted for, then they will become the church.
所以在教会选举的时候, 我们不要用人的意思。
So when we're voting in the church, we should not use our own will.
有时候私下去活动, 说, 哎, 你要选谁啊, 你不要选谁。
And we may even start something and tell other people to vote for certain.
啊, 这样人为的操纵不好。
And this is not good to have human control.
我们看到主耶稣在选立工人啊, 整个晚上祷告。
We see that when Jesus is choosing his workers, he prayed all night.
啊, 然后把门徒找来, 啊, 就安立他们, 啊, 成为使徒。
And found the disciples and anointed them to become apostles.
啊, 所以这个耶稣也是百, 合乎百姓的需要, 而且是神所选定的一个人才。
And Joshua, it fits the needs of the people and is one that is chosen by God.
他说他心中有神的灵。
It says that in him is the spirit of God.
因为这个受圣灵啊, 是奉差遣的凭据。
Because having the Holy Spirit is the sign of being sent.
他说我们没有奉差遣, 我们怎么能够为神做工呢?
If we're not sent, then how can we work for God?
啊, 主耶稣说啊, 天父怎么差遣我, 我照样差遣你们。
And Jesus said that however the Father has sent me, I will send you.
所以神用圣灵来膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
So God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣对门徒吹一口气说, 你们受圣灵。
And Jesus breathed a breath onto the disciples and said, receive.
你们赦免谁的罪, 谁的罪赦免了, 你们留下谁的罪, 谁的罪留下了。
Since you've forgiven, are forgiven, and those that you have left will be left.
所以我们要做神的工啊, 一定要有神的灵的差遣。
So when we do the work of God, we must be sent by God's Spirit.
啊，因为借着圣灵会赐给我们各样属灵的恩赐。
Because through the Spirit, we will be given different spiritual gifts.
我们常常祷告圣灵充满。
And we pray often to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵会让我们能够胜任我们所要做的工作。
And the Holy Spirit will enable us to do the tasks that we're entrusted.
好像那些啊做会幕工作的人。
Just like those doing work in the tabernacle.
说神的灵充满他们，啊，让他们有智慧。
That the Spirit of the Lord filled within them and they had wisdom.
啊，让他们越工作啊，神的灵越充满他们，他们的智慧更多啊，所以可以完成神的工作。
The more they worked, the more they were filled by the Spirit of God and wisdom, and the more work they were able to do.
作为一个顺服圣灵带领的人呢，他能够按照圣灵来行事。
So one who obeys the Holy Spirit will do according to the Holy Spirit.
啊，做属灵人呢，他能够参透万事。
And being a spiritual person, they're able to see through all things.
作为神工人、选立工人，都说一定要圣灵充满。
So when we are choosing a holy worker, we need to be filled with.
我们做一个神家里面的工人呢，我们也要靠圣灵来行事。
And one who is working in the church of God need to work according to the Spirit.
我们看回来，民数记二十七章二十节。
Numbers 27:20。
那诺说啊，要将你的尊荣给他几份。
And it says to give him some of your authority.
啊，这个按手啊，是分赐恩赐。
And the laying of hands is to pass on the gift.
啊，可以把这个属灵的恩赐啊，分赐给他，啊，让他得尊荣，啊，在众人面前呢，啊，说百姓就听从他。
To give him the spiritual gifts and the authority, so that the whole Israelite community will obey him.
所以一个带领者啊，不是说光靠一个头衔哦，我是负责什么，我是什么的负责。
A leader is not just a title that you're a coordinator of something.
而是我们的服事的啊榜样，或者是我们的灵修啊，啊能够让别人啊很自然的尊重你。
That is an example in our serving.That others may respect us.
啊啊，所以百姓啊能够接纳，非常重要。
And so the people will accept you, and that's important.
啊，就你本身要好榜样，啊，有那个牺牲服侍的精神。
You need to have a good example and have a spirit to sacrifice.
啊，众人能够看到有神跟你同在。
And to sacrifice and serve, so the people can.
啊，很肃然的百姓就会跟你走，会听从。
And the people can see that God is with you, and they will follow you.
我们再看二十一节，到二十三节。
To 23.
二十七章二十一到二十三。
27:21-23. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before the Lord. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command, they will come in.Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as the Lord instructed through Moses.
啊，虽然这个耶稣亚是要来带领以色列百姓的领导者了。
Even though Joshua is the person to lead the Israelites.
那说他必须要按照以利亚撒啊，向神求问的结果啊，这样来行事。
But he must do according to the results that Eleazar the priest has gained.
啊，所以这个大祭司啊，啊，他就靠那个乌名、乌灵、土名啊，啊，那个在一般说在那个啊以弗德里面的那个宝石啊，啊，他们可以判断神的旨意。
And the high priest through the Urim and the Thummim and theprecious stones on the ephod, they're able to determine the Lord's decision.
啊，所以他们要做什么事情都要先求问神。
So whatever they want to do, they need to ask the Lord first.
啊，神就主是大祭司。
And God, Lord, the Lord will show his decision to the high priest.
啊，所以耶稣亚就要听大祭司的话，因为这是从神来的启示啊，啊，照着这样来遵行。
Joshua will have to listen to the high priest and do according to what God said.
所以神的牧者啊，就是用神做中心啊，以神的旨意啊来做我们 要做什么事情啊的一个准则。
So being a shepherd of God, we will have to use God's decision and put God as our center.
还要完全的、彻底的、真正的顺服神的带领。
And completely follow the leadership of God.
那时候我们看到说啊，后来耶稣也要进去要攻打这个耶利哥的时候。
And when Joshua was to battle in Jericho.
然后有一个人呢、啊，有一个元帅出现啊。拔出一把刀在那里。
And there was an official that came and drew his sword.
耶稣也就问他说、啊、你是来帮助我们还是帮助我们的敌人？
And Joshua inquired him, are you coming to help us or our enemy?
啊、那个人说、啊、不是，我是要来做神军队的元帅。
And he says, no, I am coming to become the leader for the army of God.
啊、耶稣也马上伏在地上说，主啊，有什么吩咐？
And Joshua immediately fell down and said, Lord, what command do you have?
啊、所以神是我们的元帅。
So God is our ruler.
我们在做事情不是说我要这样，我要那样。
We shouldn't say we want to do this and that.
啊、神啊，你要帮助我站在我这边。
Then God, you have to stand on my side.
不是这样，而是
like that.
神要做我们的元帅，做我们的头。
God should be our head, our leader.
那、啊、我们要做什么，就要去寻求查验什么是神的旨意。
And in whatever we do, we need to think and see what God's decision is.
啊，所以我们对神的旨意要非常清楚啊，然后我们所走的路啊，才能够正确。
So we need to know the will of God, so the path that we walk down will be right.
啊，所以我们看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥罗西书一章啊。
Colossians 1. Verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
啊，这里讲到说啊，我们要对不起，我看错。哥罗西书一章的第九节。
Colossians 1 verse 9.
保罗说啊，要不住的祷告祈求啊，让我们在属灵的智慧悟性上满心啊，知道神的旨意。
Here Paul says that you need to continue to pray for you and ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
说我们要遵循神的旨意啊。啊、将来才能够进神的国。
So we need to follow the will of God to enter into the kingdom.
常常有的人在问说、啊、什么是神的旨意，我怎么知道？
And there are many that would ask, what's the will of God? How do I know?
啊、这里讲到说、啊、我们要常常祷告，神就会给我们属灵的智慧悟性。
Here it says that we need to continue to pray for the knowledge and wisdom.
那我们能够满心、啊、知道神的旨意。
So we know His will.、
啊、然后我们就可以靠着神的旨意啊，靠着圣灵来行事。
And so through the will of God, we can rely on the Holy Spirit to do things.
啊，这是一个服侍神的人呐、啊，应当有的榜样。
And this is an example that someone who serves God should have.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
请到前面来。
Please come forward.